Hey, do you live in Austin? And do you have a band? You're practicing, you know? Maybe in your garage? You're noticing it's getting hot? It's kind of, you can't really turn up all the way because it's not fully soundproofed, and so the neighbors start getting mad. Or you're practicing in your house, same kind of deal. Your girlfriend or your mom's, you know, getting mad at you, your dad or your boyfriend or whatever the hell. People are oppressing you. Wherever you're rehearsing, you might need to go to a place that's designed especially for rehearsing. I'm talking about Space Rehearsal and Recording. It's located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin, down there. It's a great place, I'm telling you. They have 31 spacious rooms, wide gallery-lit corridors, excellent parking. They have the space to help you with your creative endeavors. You can join their customers that range from local and international musicians, acting troupes, yoga practitioners, performance artists, and yes, I have a room there with the band Skyrocket. We have a room. You can have a room there and pay by the month and have a lockout, that's what it's called, or you can go there and rent by the hour. If you go to rent by the hour and tell them that you heard about it on How Did I Get Here, they will give you one free hour. So go to Space Rehearsal and Recording. You can find them on spaceatx.com or simply call them at 512-448-9518. A helpful and friendly staff, always very courteous as well. Love those guys. All right, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh, this comes out. Okay, Wednesday. I'll be there today. So be there and be square. Space Rehearsal and Recording, spaceatx.com, or call them 512-448-9518. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host, welcome to the show. I have a great, great show for you today, you guys. I have the last of my South by Southwest shows. Of course, this is a special show coming out on Wednesday. I am recording this on Tuesday. I'll tell you about my fogginess in a minute. But first, let's get to this show. Let me tell you who's on the show. I went South by Southwest. On the Saturday of South by Southwest, I interviewed Detective, Analog Rebellion, Victory, and Chapo, along with about five other bands. And I had a great time talking to all these guys. We met at the Hilton. We talked, and at the very end of the Chapo one, they asked me to leave. And so you get to hear that. So anyway, these are great conversations. Detective's a great band. Analog Rebellion's a great band. Victory's a great band. Chapo is a great band. Stay tuned and listen to these interviews coming up after I tell you what is going on with me. I'm a little foggy because I went to the dentist today, had to have some work done, came back, my jaw really hurt from where they have to hold it open, like I can barely open it all the way. I guess you can't tell by the way I'm talking because it's not really in the talking range, it's like in the eating range. So I tried to eat something when I came home because I had to take this Vicodin because my jaw hurt, and it really hurt when I opened it big. Anyway, my dentist is a great guy. This isn't like, hey, I'm complaining about the dentist. He is an amazing guy. Just, you know, when you got to get in there, you got to move the jaw around, and it hurts. Anyway, so I took a Vicodin, so I'm a little foggy right now, okay? So that's it. I'm a foggy guy. I came home and took this Vicodin. Oh, I got a new phone. I qualified for a new phone in my program, whatever it is with T-Mobile. And I got a new phone. I got the Galaxy S5. I'm just charging it. I had to download some apps that I have on there, Facebook and a thing. Got to practice some piano later. Oh, God, I'm so out of it. Is this boring? Is this a boring thing? Okay, let me just get out of this, and let's just get to the regular show, okay? So, hey, thank you for listening. Don't forget you can like our Facebook page. It's called How Did I Get Here. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Johnny Gowdy. You can find out what's going on. I could take a picture of my face right now because it feels like it's expressionless. Expressionless face man.
Ooh, I got the old-
right. First up on this multi-interview episode of How Did I Get Here, from Los Angeles, California, the band Detective, spelled DTCV. You can find them at DTCVband.com. That's where you can find out all about them. They have a new album out, Hilarious Heaven. And anyway, I met them on the Saturday of South by Southwest. Now, let me set the scene before you hear this interview. I had done interviews all day the day before, driven to Houston that Friday night with Kyle, drove back after the gig that I played in Houston, and got up early, did my research, walked down to downtown to meet the bands, and got rained on. So this was the first interview I did that morning. It was about noon. It was morning with the band Detective. Anyway, they were a great surprise. Very nice people. Incredible band. I picked them out while I was looking up stuff on southbysouthwest.com, and I loved their music. And so I reached out to them and I said, "Hey, let's meet. Let's do this." And so we did. And here you go. Interview number one on this multi-episode, the band Detective. Let's get down.
Joshua Tree.
Oh, wow.
So we're desert rock.
Yes, we're desert rock.
That's awesome. What's that like living out there?
So far, it's great.
Awesome.
Talk to us again in August.
Yeah.
When it's 110 degrees. But it's really quiet, and it's really beautiful, and it's really cheap. So those are three good things.
Those are great things. Yeah.
We only have three neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Two of them are coyotes.
Yeah.
What's the third? A cactus?
A roadrunner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw a couple of roadrunners. I had never seen a roadrunner before, so.
What sound do they make? It's not that sound from the commercial.
It's not that. No.
Well,
yeah.
Sadly.
They do run really fast.
I know, Everyone's like, where is it going to go be? And I also did not see a coyote using any kind of equipment trying to catch it.
Or sponsored by Acme.
It's been a big... That's our only disappointment.
Big disappointment.
So far, yeah.
How long have you guys been a band? Since like 2007? Is that right?
No. We're only since 2012.
Okay,
really.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. It's hard to say exactly when we started because it was just sort of an idea that Gielens was playing in a lot of LA area bands, including... including one with Misha previously called Tennis System, she had been she had been wanting to do a band where she could do her own songs, and I hadn't really played out for a while, since leaving Guided by Voices. I became more of a novelist and screenwriter, and I've been doing that. And some guy came up to me at a party and said, knew that I was, a musician of sorts, and said, "Hey," and I was really drunk, and said, "Hey, do you want to play this party, next fall or whatever for some big book conference?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah.
And then I realized later, I don't have a band. And since Gielens was already thinking like that she wanted to start a band anyway, she asked me, "Why don't we just make a band?" And so we did.
It was just for that one show, but then it just kind of continued.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's great.
It was just like, I forgot how much fun it was to play out, and so we just kept doing it.
And kept doing it. You've been recording, you've been pretty prolific. You put out two EPs and two albums?
We did two EPs first, then we did an
self-released
album.
Self-released.
Yeah, and then we did an album on Burger that was just a cassette release.
Oh, cool.
And then our newest album is on Zimu, which is Dead Meadows' label. Because Steve Killey, the bass player from Dead Meadow, recorded it.
Okay.
And then in the middle of recording, at some point, he said, you guys mind if we put it out? And I was like, no.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah, I know.
So much less stress when you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's not only stressful to make an album, but then you get to the end of it and you're like, oh man, now we have to do all this shit.
What do I do with it?
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? So what's the writing process? Are you the main songwriter?
We each write our own songs. Okay. And then, you know, there's a couple that we wrote together, but we write separately, and then I send him my demos, he sends me his demos.
Mostly, yeah, I mean, Dylan is a much better singer than I am, so a lot of times I'll come up with guitar parts, a lot of times. The few times that we've written stuff together is because I came up with a guitar part and I had no idea what to do with it, so I just sent it to her and said, can you put a melody on this?
Yeah.
Which is great, because then she did.
And it worked out?
Yeah.
Well, great.
Those are our best songs, I think, the ones, just the couple ones that we did like that. It turned out, at least to me, they're some of my favorites, because like you come up with this part and you have no idea. Like when we were in the studio, it was the first time I heard the actual melody to the song, because I knew the basic track, but then when she started singing, I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't heard the melody before.
That's a great, when you can do it and you can get a positive, when it's not a competitive writing thing where you're excited to hear what someone has to input, you know, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we don't compete to like who's going to write the best song or anything. Yeah,
no, you don't seem like
it.
Have
the best melody.
Because I already know it's going to be Gillan anyway.
Right.
So did you guys tour your way down here?
Well, we started here. This is the start, beginning of
it. Yeah, I've currently been in this band for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
They have a drummer in who lives in LA as well.
Right. Chris.
But you're doing this tour?
Yes.
Okay. Chris could not do this tour for reasons that he will not disclose now. I'm just kidding. He just couldn't get that much time off of work or whatever. So and kind of like, you know, luckily Dylan was able to call up Misha, and Misha luckily was for it, was able
and is
also luckily a very quick learner.
Yeah.
And he sings harmonies.
And he sings harmonies.
Oh, that's great.
So we're going to try to recruit him permanently.
Drummer should have been able to get off work. No, I'm joking.
Okay, exactly, a warning.
You're going to, how are you going back? You're going to Dallas tonight?
Dallas tonight. You know,
we're not going back. We're going up for 5 weeks after.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, instead of touring our way out here, we're touring our way
back.
Yeah, exactly. So far, everyone that I've told that it's been 5 weeks has said exactly the same. Oh, Jesus. Exactly the same reaction.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I have like a 3-week thing where the end of the world starts to happen. Where you just realize you're really far from home and you can't just go home.
From reality.
Yeah. And I want to quit playing music and I get in a real depressed mood and then everything's fine.
Yeah, I don't get that at 3 weeks, but we've never done 5 weeks, so we'll see.
We've done 4, and that was fine. The last tour we did was supposed to be 4, and at the end of 3 weeks, we hit a deer, which is sort of a rite of passage for everyone.
And then that was the end of the
tour.
Wow.
I hope it's not a rite of passage. I've never
done
it.
No. So. I think every band.
For the band.
We've done it.
It's for the single band name.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm not resetting it.
No.
Okay, good.
We're going back to that city where that happened, so we're going to be extra careful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Why do you spell detective? DTCV.
Because we didn't realize you couldn't find us if it was detective as detective. Like you
Google
detective and you've got like LAPD homicide cases, and there's a band from the 70s called Detective. So
well, the name of the band was originally supposed to be Detective with a French accent, because there's this French film by Jean Luc Godard that we both like, and we thought, oh, that's cool, and you would pronounce it Detective, you know.
Detective.
But first of all, the internet is not kind to accent marks. It just strip it right out of the name, and then nobody knows how to make that. Who's not French knows how to make that, you know, accent grave.
It's aigu, actually.
Aigu, yeah. That's translated as acute.
Yeah.
In English, anyway.
French lesson for the listeners.
Yeah.
It was in homage to that particular film. Not that that's even our favorite film by that director, but he's our favorite director, or at least my favorite director, and I think one of Gillan's favorite directors. Yeah. It's probably among the worst of his films. Not that he has a bad film, but we just thought it was funny because I don't know. There's this actor / singer called Johnny Hallyday, who's in it. Who's like the French Elvis. Right. He's like that.
But he's really bad.
But he's really, really bad. He's really cheesy. His music. He's actually a pretty good actor. But his music is just incredibly horribly bad. So we thought it was funny. It's just it was so inside. It's like the whole band name, as initially conceived, was basically an inside joke that only French people would get. And since we haven't played France, it's
any
kind
plans?
Of lost.
We'd like to, but yeah. You know, it's a little tough to get over there for just a couple shows. So until we have like an actual tour in Europe that we can book, we won't, you know.
Okay.
Which Zemo says that they're going to try to help us put together, and we'd like to do it ideally in July and August when it's really hot in America.
In the desert.
But yeah, we haven't done it yet.
It's just logistically. You know, it has to make sense because you have to fly.
It's a big thing.
And, you know, yes. So.
I'm sure. Yeah, you've probably done it, right?
I did it by myself.
Oh,
so
solo?
Yeah.
A solo tour. Well, see that's you know less expensive to some degree.
Totally. Yeah.
Did you do acoustic? Was
uh-huh.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's
all I brought.
That makes things a lot.
And a cable.
Yeah.
A tuner.
Oh, cable.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I was traveling heavy. So, This will come out while you guys are out on the road. So tell me some of the, like, when are you going to New York?
Yeah.
When will you be in New York?
25th.
The 25th of April or
March?
Oh, just like next week.
Yeah, basically.
And then you...
It's 2 weeks, isn't it? Wait, no, you're right.
It's pretty soon. It's 10 days. Today's the 15th.
I think this might come out a little bit after that. What about Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's later. That's like April 11th, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're doing a weird, like, we're going... You know, we're going across to Florida, then up the East Coast to North Carolina, New York, Boston, and then Montreal, which will be our first French-speaking audience.
Oh, that's
Montreal
good.
Montreal is a French-speaking audience.
So change all the lyrics to French.
Yeah, yes. So Guylaine is going to...
I'll make French
jokes.
You
are a translator.
Yeah. you will be responsible for talking to the crowd that night. You know?
Yes.
And,
all in French-Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. And then back down through like Detroit, and then a lot of time in Ohio because I don't know why.
We like Ohio.
And,
the Midwest is always.
That's where Guided by Voices is from, right?
Yeah, from Dayton. Which we're not going to play that because there's no place to play in that town. It's one of the problems about Dayton is it has a history of some pretty good bands coming from there, but there's nowhere to play. You have to go to Columbus or Cincinnati,
right?
Which is we're playing both of those.
Okay.
But yeah, and then gradually, Chicago, and then all the way.
You doing Toronto? Is that a yes?
So it's not confirmed
trying,
yet, but we're supposed to. Yeah.
You excited?
Yes.
Super excited.
You're excited?
Yeah.
Yes. How long is this the first long tour that you guys have gone on?
First 5 week tour.
Okay. As this band.
Yeah, the other ones were no more than 4 weeks.
Oh, okay,
so.
Okay. But you have done.
Yeah,
like,
we've done.
Tours.
We do.
Okay.
Since we've been together in 2012, so we've tried to do like a West Coast tour every, like, or maybe twice a year, and then a full U.S. tour
twice a year.
So we tour a lot.
It's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
like we
impressive.
We do in the spring.
Well,
we
like
do,
a,
and that's a hard
band,
thing to do now. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see, like, I don't want to be an L.A. band and
no,
just, like,
no, no.
play, like, the
yeah.
three clubs in L.A. and then,
yeah.
like, what, you know. I don't even like playing in L.A. so
Nobody
no, I
likes
that.
Playing in L.A. I mean, you know, touring bands, as you probably know, L.A.
Yeah.
is one of the markets that they dread just because
unless,
the audience...
Yeah, unless you get to play, like, a classic place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
but
what I mean?
Even then,
yeah.
I don't know. It depends.
No, it's yeah, I mean, I remember in Guided by Voices, we played the Whiskey, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Just because of the history.
Yeah,
like
you know, you're in the thing, you get on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah.
Like, I played at the Troubadour, and I was like,
yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
this is where Elton John was made.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's
yeah.
like the...
Troubadour
really
would be the place
to
play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Troubadour is definitely. Because the Whiskey now, it rarely has any good shows. It's always wannabe metal bands.
Sunset Strip.
So, do you guys have a national following from these tours? I mean, how is it.
I would say we have a national following that is devoted, but not sizable.
That's understandable. What's worth it,
yeah.
We're trying to build it. Let's put it that way. Well,
and you've only been doing it
do,
for a couple of years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as you know, it's tough. I mean, touring is a really good way. It's really the best way to sort of do that. But you have to kind of continually go back and back and back to the same places. And
I applaud that because that's what something people don't do. They get a bunch of money and they spend it on one tour and they don't realize it doesn't work like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
And some sometimes you play for three people, you know, and that's just how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys, you're not going out with anyone? It's just a tour that you booked on your own or with a booking agent?
We have a booking agent. Okay. Yeah. But we are going out with this band that's just friends of ours called Spaceships. They're from Los Angeles.
Oh, awesome.
Grungy punk duo.
Yeah, they're a duo. You know, drums and guitar.
Yeah.
Which is another way to keep costs down.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands are doing that.
Well, yeah, someone was saying it like it was a trend musically, and I was like, it's not a trend musically. They can't afford a bass player.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can
drums and
a
bass
car.
Is not going to be as cool.
Yeah.
Just not.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. The coolest I've seen is a Canadian band called P.S. I Love You. Have you heard of them?
Uh-huh.
It's just a guitarist and a drummer, but the guitarist, while singing and playing guitar, has the foot pedals of an organ as the bass.
Oh.
I've been wanting to do that, but it's really hard to do.
Amazing.
Yeah, I bet that's really hard.
And he's playing complex stuff all the while keeping a bass.
Because Guylaine is originally, not originally.
Because I used to have pedals like that in my keyboard.
She's a keyboard player.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she was trained on piano and all that stuff, so she plays all the keyboards on our records and all that stuff. So ideally, yeah.
Because you can do, you basically, they're chords.
Right. Yeah.
So you can just press the C, and it makes a C chord, not just a C note.
Right.
Right.
But forget it.
That's a lot.
It's tough.
Well, man, I'm sorry, I got to cut this short. Someone else showed up. But I love your newest album. That's the only one that I listened to. I didn't listen to the other ones. But
don't bother. I'm just kidding.
It was really nice to meet you guys, and I wish you a lot of luck on this tour.
Thank you.
And what else? Is there anything you want to leave the people with?
YOLO.
There you go.
You only YOLO.
Ironic.
You can find them at Detective Band, which is DTCVband.com. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Won't need your music when you go.
From the desert. Detective. I like talking to those guys, man. That's a great band. It's a fantastic band. Get out there, see them. They're probably out on tour. Find out about them at dtcvband.com. That's detectiveband.com. All right, next up, a band that's like a one-dude recording project that goes out and plays as a band. He was here at South by Southwest. His name is Daniel Hunt. The name of the project and the band is Analog Rebellion. Great fucking name, right? It got me, so I went and checked it out. They have an album out called Il Grande, just came out, and I have notes here that say Lo-Fi Genius, and that's what I thought when I was listening to it. And I would, you know, same day, I was still a little delirious, but we sat down and had a quick conversation in that lobby of that Hilton, and talked about how he makes music and how he gets through it all. All right, here's my conversation with Analog Rebellion. Let's get down. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the idea was that everyone basically, there's enough free booze going around.
Yes.
But no one's good giving out free underwear and socks, which is what everyone really kind of needs.
Yeah.
Everyone has their show shirt.
Yeah.
And when you're on tour, you always run out of things like underwear and socks. So us and Eric Stahl kind of had the idea together just to like just give out a bunch of free Aero swag, which is just...
Is your name on it?
We have Analog Rebellion picks.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's it.
So, how many are in the band?
Sort of just one, but I have four other guys play with me a lot.
Okay, yeah, you're Daniel.
Yeah.
You're the main guy.
Yeah.
And so, what do you play?
I play guitar and you guys are auxiliary percussion.
That's good.
I'm not Ableton, but I'm actually
mainly just Matt. Matt is Matt.
Awesome.
Yeah, he writes all the songs.
Yeah, I love your songs, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was looking through South by Southwest bands that were coming as they were getting released and going and listening to them and stuff to have them on the show. And I listened to your stuff. I really liked it a lot. So you have a new album coming out, or did it come out this year?
It came out February.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Okay. It's the last one, Ancient Electrons. I didn't listen to this one, but I heard some stuff from this one. I love it because it's like, it is, the, I wrote down Lo-Fi Genius. And you don't record with the band, you record all on your own.
This is the first album that I had other musicians play pretty heavily on it, so, yeah.
In what, like, what, before you just kind of did it on your own?
Yeah, before I pretty much did everything at my house.
Uh-huh.
This one, I wrote everything and then took it up to these guys who are Berkeley musicians, and they sort of expanded on the stuff I wrote.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
How did you record it? You recorded it with them. You said you gave it to them.
Yeah, yeah. They recorded. We all recorded together up in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And Berlin, Brooklyn, and Dallas.
So, oh wow.
Yeah.
Why Dallas?
I'm from.
Oh, you are?
DFW. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you? You know.
24.
24.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of done a thing that you were younger, so I guess that was before.
Yeah, I was younger in the past.
Really? This is an amazing thing. Okay, so I saw your video for American Hell. Rainbow Beast?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Really, who did that?
This guy in Chicago named Mike Krumloff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And tell me about the song. Like, what was behind it?
I mean, it's sort of about, you know, growing up queer in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an intense thing. Do you know Nakia Reynoso?
No, I don't.
He was on The Voice. He's from here. And we did one of these, and he told it. How difficult it was in like rural Alabama as well, you know.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
No, it's not.
How did you come out? That was a deep place to go first, but
I've never really done like a press release about
it. No. Yeah. But you know, to your family or to.
I mean, in high school, I just I came out to my family and was. Really a big deal. My family's always been really supportive.
Great.
So, yeah. Thank you, Lexi.
But there are people that are dicks.
Definitely.
And it's unfair.
Yeah, I was definitely bullied growing up. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but you know what? You got great songs out of it.
Thanks.
And those of us that grew up bullied, for whatever reason, grow up, I think, and if they can turn it into music, it's a little bit more powerful.
Yeah.
I think you'd get like a regular straight guy writing American Hell.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So, did you just fly down here?
We drove down.
You drove down?
Well, the guys from New York flew down.
You didn't tour down here?
No.
Okay.
The guys from New York flew to Dallas. We rehearsed for like a week and then drove down here together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, and you live in Brooklyn?
I live in Fort Worth.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I play there a lot.
Nice.
Those guys are playing there tonight. Those guys that were just leaving.
Okay, cool.
Detective. Do you play out a lot around there?
I try and do like one show a month locally if I can.
Where do you play at then?
Play at Club Dada, Profit Bar, what's the other ones? Granada Theater, Kessler Theater.
Yeah.
Kessler Theater I think is my favorite.
I've never been to the Kessler.
It's great. It has sort of a Granada vibe, but smaller.
Okay.
The sound is incredible for that size venue.
Yeah.
It's a great place to see a show.
You have a garage rock sensibility. Sorry, all this stuff is coming to me. I played in Houston last night, and I didn't get home until 5 in the morning. So it's all coming back to me right now. Who did you listen to get your... I mean, did you... I was like a four-track guy growing up. I'm a musician too, okay? So I do shit all alone in my room. Started out doing that as a teenager and everything. I was trying to make like Beatle records or like Psychedelic Furs or New Order, but all I had was four tracks, so it came out sounding lo-fi and crazy.
Yeah.
And then that kind of became something I can work in this realm. You know what I mean? Like this, I can make things sound good in this. What, were you inhibited technologically or do you like that sound?
It definitely grew out of necessity.
Okay, yeah.
When I was growing up, my mom was nice enough to buy me a laptop when I was pretty young, but that was about it. So I just, plugged a bunch of microphones into it and sort of got whatever I could. But, I've always recorded in my garage and in my bedroom. And, I mean, even the newest record was recorded initially in my bedroom. And then
And then we, you know, re-recorded most of it in a legitimate studio this time to tape. But yeah, it's always been sort of
What studio in Dallas could you use?
In Brooklyn, we recorded at Strange Weather. And it's in Williamsburg. Okay. And then in Dallas, I just recorded in my house.
Yeah. Did you say you recorded in Berlin as well?
Yeah. We recorded in a abandoned NSA listening station in Berlin. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What? Like, did you take your own recording stuff, or is there a studio there?
We took our own gear. Yeah, we weren't even really allowed to record there, so we kind of had to be on the lookout for the security guards coming by.
Awesome. Yeah. Was it like a particular vibe you were looking for a song or something?
Taylor traveled there a couple years ago and just went to explore it. Just, you know, sort of a abandonment. Interest and. There's some really incredibly sized domes at the top of it that have just really insane, you know, reverb and delay and stuff. So he really wanted to record some stuff there, so he introduced me to it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a great thing. There's nothing better. I don't... one of the things of the advent of computer recording, I think, is plugins and the loss of actual reverbs.
Yeah.
And actual room sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree, yeah.
I feel like that's something that's been lost, and it's. I know that it's indistinguishable, but there's something about placing a microphone and having physical air be moved to create that sound. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
There's something about that to me.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part of our next record. We're going to be recording it in some rock formations and canyons and stuff. So
no shit.
Getting some weird real reverbs.
Making it on a houseboat.
Lake Powell.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when are you doing that? This summer or something?
I think June.
Wow.
June or July. Hopefully June.
So you're going to go out on a houseboat.
Yeah.
And make an album.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Videotape the whole process.
That is awesome.
Fun.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about biking the canyons too, like we're hiking the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lake Powell is on the border between Arizona and Utah, and it's a man-made lake, you know, from the dam, so it's just pristine rock formation, crystal clear water. It's unlike anywhere in the world. It looks like Mars, almost, if there were lakes on Mars. It's really alien, so, yeah, we're really excited about that. It's going to sound really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so what are you doing after South By? You're going back to Dallas?
We're going to release a remix EP
kind of
soon. And then I think we're gonna start working on that record. So started writing it already. And
amazing. Is there anything I should know? Anything else I should know?
Not really. Mystery Skulls is doing a remix for the new EP.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So that's gonna be fun.
How did your South by Southwest go so far?
It's been great. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of people, like big crowds, but I've still had a really good time. I mean,
good.
I love Austin, but it's just so weird to be here with so many people here.
You know? Do you come down here and do shows?
Yeah, my drummer actually lives here now.
Oh, really?
Lived here. Yeah, so I'm down here a lot.
Yeah, send me an email when you come. I'd love
okay.
to come see you.
Cool. Yeah.
And people can find you at analogrebellion.com.
Yeah. Or okay. what's a good website?
What's a good website?
Facebook is
okay. Right. Analog about yeah. Okay, I think that's where I went. All right, so you can get the new album. How does it pronounce? Il Grande.
Il Grande.
Il Grande, yeah. The big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I refer to myself as too.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I don't know why I just said that. Il Grande, Daniel Hunter, you're great, man.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah.
And I hope that you have a great time at this festival.
Thanks.
And I hope you get
Likewise.
Everything you wanted out of it. And I hope I get to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice
Thank
to meet
you so
you.
Much.
Nice
Appreciate
to meet
it.
You. Daniel Hunter. All right, it's Hunter. I think I said Hunt in the intro. My bad, man. I'm sorry. It's really great, great album, Il Grande. Get it, man. Get it. Get out there. Get it. Analog Rebellion. Daniel Hunter, great guy. Sorry, I missed. I can't read my own writing on this stuff. All right, next up, from Los Angeles, California. It's a little sun-bleached rock and roll from the band Victory. Their album, Victory is Music, is out now. And they're working on a new EP that's coming out in the summer of 2014. Another band that I met that very same day. I think these are all kind of in an order. I think I went up to a guy's room, and that's on a different one. Anyway, this is my conversation with Victory. These guys came down. They're really great. Like a little garage rock kind of jamming. Sun-bleached rock and roll. That's what it says to me. I mean, that's what their thing said, but it also, that's what it says to me. It sounds very California. I like it a lot. I liked the guys. They came and they met me at the Hilton. We sat in that weird same space with the giant. It's funny that we talked about reverb in that last interview, and we're in this giant cavernous hall. Anyway, enjoy my conversation with the band Victory. Victoriesmusic.com is their website, and let's check out, let's see what they're, what's going on with these California guys. Let's get down. You have a new album, Victory is Music, that just came out.
Yeah, I put out a record in April, actually. That was the last record.
Last April.
Yeah, we just been playing those songs from that
And that's
record.
Victory is Music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The production on that record is fucking great. Who did it?
Oh, cool. I produced it.
You did?
Yeah, sort of like a bedroom project. Something that I did in my bedroom. I've been playing music forever. And I would say that the guy that mixed it added a lot to it production-wise because he's a super cool, like, known recording engineer.
Who is that guy?
His name's Chris Testa.
Okay.
Super cool dude, and he definitely, like, brought it to life.
How do I know that name? What else did he do?
He's done a bunch of cool stuff, and he's most known for working with the Dixie Chicks and winning a few Grammys, actually.
Okay.
But he's worked with a bunch of people, L.A. guy.
Uh-huh.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
Oh.
He did a bunch of stuff for. He produced a couple of Jimmy Eat World records, Ruben's Accomplice, a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool, dude. He really brought it to life. So when you say you like the production, I sort of give him a little bit of credit.
I know. Yeah, I've done a record like that where I did it all myself, and if I would have mixed it, it would have been the stupidest thing you ever heard. But another dude did it, and it made me look really good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good thing. There's a really great quote at the end of your bio that says, "Victory is the soundtrack of summers stretching into infinity."
Yeah, it's true.
I get that, man.
Yeah.
You guys have a sound of a band that you roll down your windows or take the top down and go to the beach.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a beach guy? You live on the beach?
No, none of us really are beach guys.
What the hell? Yeah,
right. We live in L.A. We're all L.A. guys, but...
I love the sun, though.
Yeah?
We'll say that.
All right.
It just rubs off on you. You know, we all are musicians from different backgrounds and things. We all play in different groups and stuff. And,
okay.
I think it just comes out in all your tunes, no matter what.
So is Victory's mostly your thing, and then these guys come in and fill it out after you make a record?
That's been what's been happening sort of in the past. And then Shannon and I have been playing together for so long. He's a drummer.
Okay.
And so we actually recorded some stuff for the new record together.
Okay.
And then Scotty and Nestor are the newest dudes to help us just bring the live show to life.
Okay. Yeah. And you're putting out a new EP this summer. That's what you're talking about, the new recordings?
Yeah, I'm sort of on the fence between releasing a single / EP or a full record, but I think we're gonna sort of nurse a single or two here and there before we jump into another record.
How does that work? Because this is also, everything is so different now. Right now, you guys are putting out records, you're putting out EPs, and before people used to not put out EPs because it was not cost effective, because it cost the same amount to make an EP as it did a full length, but you couldn't sell it for as much, right? Or an album or something. Okay. So now people are trimming stuff down. You're even saying, like, oh, I'll put out singles. I've done the same thing because that's like, you can do that.
Yeah.
And is it because you can do that, or is that what we should all be doing?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? From what people say, as far as I can tell, you put a record out, like I said, we put a record out in April. And for all intents and purposes, the music industry in May, I mean, your record's already dead to them. You know, they're always looking for the next thing. They're always looking for new stuff, new music. And when it's in the past, it's sort of old. So I think that with a single, and actually these guys might have some insight onto that, with doing a single or an EP leading up to a full length, I think you sort of, like I said, nurse or milk the process a little bit longer, keep teasing them. But these guys played another group, and they put out a couple of singles and an EP, and it seems like it kind of helps you keep things going.
Yeah. I don't know, I think like putting out a single as an independent artist that doesn't have a label or backing really, putting out a single or an EP is a way to show people what you're about.
Well,
and sit on a record, because you don't want to put out a record, I mean, maybe you do, but you want to put out a record for nobody. It's a lot of like time and effort to put out a whole record. So if you drop a single, and you can get some people's attention, then hopefully maybe they put out the record for you.
Right.
And it can
That's
see
true.
A wider audience.
That is true, but also I think on an independent level, probably on just the fact that people live in news feeds that are constantly going up. You release a single and another single, and maybe you get a little play, you know, a little bit more almost like advertised, like billboard spots or something, you know?
Yeah, I think people want bite-sized entertainment. They don't want a full meal. They just want like snack-sized entertainment because, like you said, there is so much to consume.
Yeah,
there's
so much.
If you give them a whole record, they're not going to know which one to actually consume.
Yeah.
If they have one song and that's it, that's the one they're going to consume.
It's easier for them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because all of us are like very like musical purists. We all love vinyl, and we're all album dudes.
I saw you put out one of your things on vinyl.
Yeah, both of the stuff, both of the things I put out were on vinyl. So we're all album dudes.
Yeah,
we're all like concept record guys.
Yeah.
So like we want to put out full records, and we want them to like speak to people from start to finish. But we also have to figure out how to play the game.
I know. So. But I didn't mean it bad. Like no one cares about me. Like I don't know what to do with my thing because I'm just like, what do you even do anymore? I mean, it's so weird.
You have to adapt.
Yeah, I am adapting. I'm trying. I got a podcast.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, you can put out singles and make people happy, make the industry happy, and make fans happy. And then you can still put out a record, and you do the record because you love it, and for no other reason than because it's your pet project, and that's why you got into music, to make an album. But, you know, you can figure out the process and put out a few singles here and there, or an EP, to make the people you're working with happy. But at the end of the day, you know, put out a record and write it off and just assume that you're not going to make any money on it.
That's what I did with my last record,
yeah.
But unfortunately, there was a label involved, and I felt bad for them, because that was my attitude, because I was like, no one's going to buy this thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, don't worry, they will. No one did. But it was, I mean, some songs moved, but that was it.
Yeah.
And that was, 4 years ago. Anyway, did you guys just flew down here to do these shows? Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't like tour your way down. Do you tour some?
No is the easy answer. No. We played CMJ in October, and then this is our...
So you go and do specific festivals where you're going to play to and, you know, get something. What are you guys looking for at this festival? What are you trying to gain out of this South by Southwest?
Well, for me, not ever coming here, and it's my first time being here.
Okay.
I didn't know what to expect.
Okay.
So it's just been a learning process for me, but... yeah, just playing shows, and I think at the end of the day, what we'll take home with it is just being a way tighter band, and also being comfortable playing in different environments, and setting up really, really quick, and just kind of doing your thing and getting out of there.
Throw and go, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just invaluable. You know?
Do you guys do your whole thing live? There's no tracks or anything? Or?
We have some tracks, but it's really just...
Kind of tough to do in this environment.
It's buried because we got so much other stuff going on.
Right.
It's pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Hey,
most of it's live.
Was it the Entourage guys party you were supposed to play?
Yeah.
That wasn't very Entourage-y. No, I mean, you know, not offending anyone.
Right. Yeah, he was. He has a record label out of Brooklyn called Rec Room Records, and they invited us to play, and we were stoked. And you know, whatever, it was a last minute thing.
Did you get to meet him?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it was a. Yeah, we drank some free beer and talked to some cute girls and then came here and now we're talking to you.
Yeah? Sorry. well, you know what? People hear this and hopefully, I mean, you guys all seem like great guys and I really do love your music. I've been listening to it for the last couple of days on my way home last night. I was listening to all the bands I was talking to today.
Nice.
And yours stood out in a way that I connected with it. and it's rock and roll and garaginess attracted me to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you dig it, man.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this EP when it comes out. Do you have a copy of Victory's music with you?
I do. Well, I have a download card.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have it?
Of course.
This is when I put you on the spot.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, Scotty's got one, huh?
Maybe you have one. Do you have one of those badass buttons?
I do. There
you
go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
There you go, dude.
Thank you. I'm going to put it on my jacket.
Please do.
Is there anything that I'm missing? If you're in Los Angeles, look up Victory.
Yeah.
Victoryismusic.com is your website.
Yeah, and we just announced we're playing the Bottle Rock Music Festival in Napa Valley.
Oh, fantastic.
Super cool festival.
Yeah.
With some awesome bands. So we're super stoked. That's at the end of May.
Great. Right. Like The Cure and Deer Hunter and
yeah.
The OCs and stuff. Yeah.
Like really cool bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
congratulations.
We're stoked. Thanks, yeah. Outcast, come on. Yeah. Outcast, come on.
Yeah.
Outcast. Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
I did the weirdest version of Hey Yeah last night.
You did it?
Uh-huh. My friend Benjamin sang it because I don't know the words. But he really, he like, I've never seen,
awesome.
it was a, you know how like when you hang out with someone since 1988, you never knew he knew all the words.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, he'll do that to me every once in a while. He'll like, yeah, you know, you've got a guy, Nestor, you haven't said anything to sing. What I'm thinking
true,
is
right?
You're going to pop out and just sing like, parents just don't understand, word for word.
Right. I don't know that.
Just either. Some weird random super hit that you don't think something. Your super hit friend knows.
Yeah. You know something that is obscure.
I don't know.
Nestor.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Okay. Victory. Victoriesmusic.com. You can find out about them there. Get their album, Victory is Sweet. Or Victory's Music, sorry.
Victory is Sweet.
It is very sweet.
That's the next tagline. Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, when you're listening to Victory, Victory is the soundtrack of summer stretching into infinity.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Victory. I love those guys, man. Those guys are fantastic. Get out there, get their music, get their record, Victory's Music. Victory is Music! All right. So, on the last one for today, for you guys, is the band Chapo. They're from Brooklyn. They have an album called I Don't Need the Sun. It's out now. You can find it. Get out there, look up Chapo, chapomusic.com. They just finished a long tour all over the United States. And they ended up there at South by Southwest, and we sat down and talked. I mean, it was a long-ass tour. I think it was like 2 months they were out. And then they ended up there in South by Southwest, and then they were heading home. So here is my conversation, once again, in that Hilton with Chapo. Oh, hold on. This is great, because at the end, they ask us to leave, almost like we're doing something wrong. So enjoy this. Listen to this one all the way through, and then listen to me get kicked out of the Hilton. And then that'll be good. All right, here's Chapo from Brooklyn. Let's get down.
There's a lot of
cancellations today.
It's weird.
Sucks.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not even raining, so it's like, okay. It's drizzling, but it's not even drizzling anymore.
No. Was it outside?
It was an outside show, yeah.
Yeah.
A little amphitheater type deal.
How many shows have you played?
We've played three.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they were pretty good. Three total.
Where at? Like, were they official showcases or?
Official ones tonight.
Okay.
At the Parish Underground.
Oh, fantastic.
And we played at, what is it?
Thurston Nickel. I don't know. That was just I don't know whose party that was.
The Pre-Kindle or Amplifan or something like that.
Right.
And then the show today. That got canceled.
That got canceled. And so you got nothing left?
No. We have one show tonight.
Oh, you do? Right, yeah. Right. So will you go home tomorrow?
We're going to actually go to LA. We're going to do a KCRW thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morning Becomes Eclectic. Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah. So I really like your album. This is the end of your tour, right?
Yes.
This is the end, but you're going to have to go to L.A.
Yeah, and then we're putting out the album in May, the new one. So we'll probably have to hit the road again around about then.
You guys tour a lot? I mean, is this regular for you guys? You guys always on the road?
We've been on, for six weeks? Been touring pretty regularly.
Is that our fourth tour around the country? So
yeah.
Something like the fourth one, so not that many. You know, we're kind of like new.
Still newer.
Officially.
A lot of new bands are going out on 6-week tours. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's great. We had a good run this time. It was good crowds every city we went.
Did you tour with someone? Were you opening for someone? Or you just kind
of
like
jumping on
some?
We were sort of co-headlining.
Okay.
Yeah.
With who?
This band called Royal Teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're
Brooklyn band or no?
No, they're actually from Louisiana.
Okay.
But they're cool. They're kind of like more poppy. Yes, we're more psychedelic.
Yeah, which I liked.
Yeah.
I'm a psychedelic fan.
Yeah.
So have you enjoyed your time here?
I'm from here.
You are?
Yeah, so I like being home.
Yeah.
It got a lot bigger.
Yes, it did.
Austin and South Park.
And South Park. It's kind of freaky at this point. Yeah. Oh, the other dudes. Chris and Dave.
What's that?
Walking
Johnny.
In.
Hey.
Well, you guys look like you
good
just
to meet you.
Went to like some Western wear thing. And you're outfitted for Austin.
Yeah, it's kind of our
theme. It's our new theme.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your time at South by Southwest?
Always.
Kind of.
Yeah? It's a little overwhelming, right? Yeah.
It's a dog and pony show.
It is a dog and pony show. You know, man, do you get the weird, like, desperation, sadness after a couple days?
It seems like I just don't. How does anyone make sense of? There's so many bands, and half of them you can't even get into.
I've seen
unless
a couple.
Unless you queue up like 4 hours early.
Right. I saw a really good one by this band Teen, and also a band called Team, which we're friends with Team, and Team lives in Brooklyn. They're friends of friends, but we've also seen some that are like just kind of ordinary, and it makes you feel sad then. Because there's no way to stick out if you're just like participating in the genre and not really doing anything, like, you know.
I've gotten lucky. I've seen a lot more this year than in years past. Like, maybe it's because our schedule worked out a little bit better.
What did you see?
Saw, after us, I've seen Horse Thief twice. Once in the church.
They're great.
Which one was really cool. And we recently met them. They're from Oklahoma City. Really cool. Also saw Total Slacker with Dave, which was like totally reckless and fun too.
That's awesome.
And then we played with these guys, Stardeath.
Stardeath and White Dwarfs.
And the White Dwarfs.
That was good.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they put on a nice. They had to do a real short set outside, but it sounded cool. They did like a drum bass jam where the singer just left the stage and used the porta potty during the middle of the song.
That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Every single one.
And did they already tell you what to do?
No,
that was really fun.
On Wednesday, a big thing.
Yeah. And we got to see Willie Nelson play, which was amazing. And our friends Lucius
killed it. They sounded.
They were our favorite there.
That was really special.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet him? You get hot with him?
I wish we were. Hoping
I never
to.
Have. And I've opened for him twice.
Oh really?
I was looking for it.
What do you play?
I play guitar and sing and keyboards, all kinds of stuff.
So awesome. You didn't even get to meet him?
And no, but I'm friends with his daughter.
Oh, that's cool.
And I went to his birthday, but I never got to get
with
him.
Is his daughter really pretty?
Yeah, she is. In fact, I had a huge crush on her after we did this podcast. Yeah, we started texting each other.
We saw his son play that.
Lucas?
Yeah.
Fucking great guitar player,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah, he was tearing it up, man.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
So you guys are going to go to LA. You've got a record that you're going to put out later in May.
Yeah.
And then probably be touring. Is there anything else that we are...
We've got a couple of festivals that we haven't confirmed yet, but we're lining those up in spring, summer, fall.
We got a video coming out next week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
and then also another, a couple of videos. One's coming out next week. Alex directed a stop motion like trailer for the album, because the album's a concept album about a guy who
travels to a black hole by himself and trying to
he's sent on a mission.
Yeah.
And he's gonna come back. He's gotta save mankind. Basically, because an underwater volcano blew up and
So it's sort of like a one man's journey through his demons and time and his perception of reality, and everything kind of gets weird as he gets closer to the black hole.
Good, so it's just a light pop thing for people to get into.
Yeah, light.
Well, that sounds great. I Don't Need the Sun, is there any concept behind that?
Yeah, that one, I mean, that's like his moment where he's just like, the sun has finally disappeared in the distance, so he's now like in darkness out alone, and it's him.
In space.
And like his most powerful sense at that moment is his sense of smell, so when he smells something, like he gets all these memories that
trigger his wife. He took some essence, the smells of like his favorite things from his wife, and put them in an envelope so he could have it for comfort.
Yeah. So every once in a while he'll open it up and there's like smell a little piece of her hair or something, smells it and just brings him back. It's like he's back there at, you know, home with her. So that's kind of what that song is about. Sort of his like sort of resilience.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, we're coming to a close.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming, Chapo.
You're in.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Luckily, I'm going somewhere else. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You got to sign a release.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yes, sir. It wasn't quite as dramatic. Can't really hear her as well as I could when I was there. But yeah, they wanted me out of there. They wanted us out of there. And I got out of there. And that was it. South by Southwest 2014. Another experience, huh? You know, next year I'm not going to do them in loud places like that, okay? I'm gonna definitely make sure that people can do a secured, quiet location, like my apartment. Or maybe I should get a room now. I wonder if you can do that. Can you just get a room downtown now? What a weird thing. What if I get to go to Tahiti or something? Hey, you guys, I'd like to thank everybody. Chapo, great band, great dudes. I'd like to thank Detective. I'd like to thank Analog Rebellion. And I'd like to thank Victory, all for meeting me. Their publicists were all nice and hooked up all this stuff. And so thank you and good luck to all of them. Be sure you go check out all the bands and check out all their websites, if their music. If you like it, get out there, buy it, let your voice be known. When you're out there buying their music and you're out there on the internet, maybe you're listening to this for the first time and you're on the iTunes or something, subscribe to this podcast on the iTunes. How did I get here? And also, while you're on that page, rate it and also leave a comment. It helps us with our overall rating on iTunes so that we can secure more advertising to keep this show free to you, okay? Thank you so much for listening. South by Southwest 2014 was a head spinner. Head spinner, I tell you. I was nuts. That day, lack of sleep in that place, getting thrown out. Let's get out of here with some more Chapo music. I'd like to thank all my guests again. Victory, Detective, Analog Rebellion, and this band right here from Brooklyn, Chapo. All right, thanks you guys. I love you.